During yesterday afternoon's Roanoke City Council meeting, city staff rolled out potential changes to the city's special events guide, which includes an increase to fees for security barriers for events and guidelines that state no more than one race parade impacting the same geographic area may be held on the same day or consecutive day or on consecutive weekends. Ross Campbell, the director of the city's Public Works Department, told council that the changes stem from the increase of special events in the city since last year and potential violence that could impact large-scale events.
While we are still closing out the books on 2025, we estimate that we have spent in excess of $200,000 on traffic control alone for special events. This does not include the cost of public safety, which does increase when an event is held in the street.
The proposed guidelines also limit the amount of street closures that can be in place for a single weekend. Jason Martin, who owns several eateries, including Martin's Downtown, told council these potential changes could wreck his business.
Most of the events I produce are legacy events, and we have been doing them for over 20 or 10 years, as I mentioned. They're extremely important to my business model to remain profitable, which is becoming harder and harder every day at the current climate. Not being able to do the events we rely on would be extremely detrimental to not only my business, but also my employees that count on the earnings they make to support themselves and their families. I cannot stress this enough. This is a huge part of our end-of-year money. I mean, we have to do these events to stay afloat.
Vice Mayor Terry McGuire voiced concerns the city could be losing substantial revenue from downtown events by enacting these changes. Clark Palmer, WFIR News.